We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's a brand new afternoon show, the 94 WIP afternoon show with Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. That is Jack Fritz. We love baseball on the WIP afternoon show. We love the Phils. And we want to make sure, because of that, we are talking about the Phillies every day in some capacity. Of course, it's a long season. You know, we're not alarmists around here. We don't make it like every single baseball game is the biggest deal in the world, because we're reasonable baseballmen here. But the new segment, which is going to happen every day, the Jackie Baseball Report, where Jackie Baseball, Jack Fritz, yeah, gives us a report about the game last night, which of course we watched, but maybe some key takeaways from the Phillies win, the 7-6 win.
7-6.
Which was a sweep of the Colorado Rockies.
It was.
What'd you take from it, Jackie?
First off, the Rockies stink.
They stink.
The Rockies are really bad. Like, they have 4 wins in the season. It's nice that the White Sox are coming to town. They got 3. So we're going from a 4-win team to a 3-win team.
Awesome.
It was a tense 30 minutes there last night in Philadelphia. Like, the Sixers were kind of doing their Sixers thing, and the Phillies had a 7-1 lead that all of a sudden went 7-6 real quick. So two big takeaways I've got is, one, their starters allowed 1 earned run this week. I know the Rockies stink, and I get it, but this starting staff is a monster right now.
Sanchez had 10 strikeouts last night.
Sanchez had 10 strikeouts and doesn't get talked about. Ranger, obviously, a complete game shutout. Nola was brilliant. I mean, the starting staff, I think it's exceeded the expectations that I think we put on them heading into the season.
The big question is how real the back three.
The bottom of the, yeah, the back, yeah, of the rotation.
You know, we know about Nola. We know about Zach Wheeler. Of course, I think Ranger is in a place where we can be pretty confident,
oh, yeah,
at this
he
point.
He should be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the Sanchez Turnbull thing is, I think that's the real question.
Well, it's okay, because Taiwan is making his way down from Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say, kind of. Who was it last year? I thought it was it another pitcher that pitched well early and then he kind of faded off?
There was Bailey Falter 2 years ago.
Okay, when he saved
the season.
Right.
Because they were all hurt. Like, Wheeler was hurt. And he came up and kind of stabilized things for a little bit. And then they traded him last year. Because Chris Sanchez stepped up. I mean, Chris Sanchez had a 3.61 ERA last year. So that was my first big takeaway. And the second one, I've been watching this offense. And we've all had our issues with the offense so far. And the offense looks fine when Schwarber does what he does. Turner does what he does. Harper does what he does. And I'm wondering if they're too top-heavy, because, like, they have other good hitters, right? Like, JT's good, but should be a 5-6 hitter. Boom, good, should be a 5-6
hitter. You say move Marsh up.
But even Marsh is kind of cooled off a little bit. It's like, right, the offense feels like it's only operating, clicking on all cylinders when the top three are doing their thing. And I just worry that they might be too top-heavy. Like, they need one more bat.
One more bat.
The thing that I'm thinking, and I hate bringing this up all the time, but it does remind me of, because we brought this up before, because nobody listening cares. It reminds me of the Yankees of the last couple of years.
Sure.
It really does. You get past 5, and all of a sudden, nobody can hit past 5.
Like, they can hit.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what I'm,
yeah,
saying? That all the, yeah, runs are generated from the top of the line.
Well, to me, unless you're talking about moving guys down in your lineup, I mean, that's just the way the team is going to be. I don't know if you can get a lineup set up to where you're going to be even keeled throughout the entire lineup. The bottom of your lineup, those last 3 to 4 batters, as long as they aren't automatic outs, I mean, your first 5 or 6 batters are what's going to carry this team. And when those guys are hitting, that's when this team is most dangerous. So I completely agree with what you're saying, Jack. I'm just saying I think that's a good thing. I would much rather be this way and rely on my high price players to drive us in and score runs and do those things than to worry about having a balanced lineup. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, than to worry about having a balanced lineup.
Sure. I guess the only issue is that when they go cold, it's because those three. Like, those three aren't.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And I think that's why we see the swings, mm-hmm, where it's like, oh my God, they're so hot. Well, that's because Schwarber heated up, or Turner's hitting 400 the last week.
Right.
You know, one thing I think when I'm watching them, and we But nice night from Rojas again last night, by the
way. Dude, he hit two balls hard.
Yes.
Like, he hit a ball off the wall, which I was like, almost fell off my chair.
200.
Yeah. He's got a higher batting average than Castellanos.
Yep. Yep.
So the thing I is the yep. thing I and I think it was when Bohm it whether it was an error or not, he probably should have had that ball.
Yep.
The thing third base, I always feel like you either have to be a gloveman or you have to be a batsman. And Bohm is stuck in this world where he's become not as bad a third baseman as he was.
Serviceable.
He's fine. But as a hitter, he's only pretty good.
Yes.
And I wonder if that position is the position where we keep talking about the outfield. Third base is a position where I either want a guy who can really stick it in the field or is hitting 40 home runs. And that's the thing I don't... Bohm's a fine player, obviously, and isn't getting paid very much, but that position is the one I think about a lot.
You going to move Bohm to first base?
Well, how many people are going to have to first base? Bryce and JT.
Bryce out in right field.
And Bohm.
When we're getting Castellanos off the team at the deadline.
Yeah. Yeah. Gassy out of here.
And then you mentioned Schwarber. So Schwarber hit his 250th home run last night.
Yeah.
Hit two dingers last night.
Who do you think has a better shot of hitting 500 home runs? They're both the same age. How many does Bryce have?
Three.
Three something.
Who do you think has a better shot of hitting 500 home runs, Bryce Harper or Kyle Schwarber?
So I still think it's Harper.
Okay.
I just trust he's going to play longer.
But he'll hit fewer home runs per year than Schwarber.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Schwarber's, they're both 31.
But is Schwarber going to hit 45 a year? You know what I mean? Like, I think Harper's going to be like 30 for the next 6-7 years.
So 250 home runs. Let's say Schwarber averages 35. He would need to play 7 years. Hit 35 home runs for 7 years.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Feels like a lot.
How many years left on his deal?
He has two. Like this year and then two more. No, he's got this year and then one more.
And then one more. And then we give him a 4-year extension?
Yeah, and then he's our leadoff hitter for life. Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt he's getting an extension.
Yeah, he's going to get it. Yeah. I wonder if he can get to 400. I think he should be able to get to 400.
400, I think, is doable.
He should get to 400 by the end of his contract.
He might.
You know? I mean,
he won't, but he should. That'd be fun. We get 400 from Schwarbs. We get 500 from Bryce.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Good little milestone.
We'll get 100 from Bohm.
Yeah, as our team in...
With 10 from Rojas.
Our team in 2030 is 68 and 95.
Yeah, we'll be celebrating milestones.
Yeah, milestones.
This is old Phillies. They know how to draft and develop.
Okay. The WIP Afternoon's Twitter question of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The first question of the day, which do you feel more today after the Sixers win last night? More encouraged or more discouraged? We are at 61% encouraged.
Encouraged.
I like it. 215-592-9494. How do you feel about it? Yoshi in Brewery Town. What's up?
My man Sprite, Big Ike. Jack, yeah, baby. Got some talk time today. Go ahead, boy. You growing up.
What's up, fellas? What's up,
Yoshi? Oh, man. What's the name? Look, real quick. Last time y'all was up here and Spike was up here and y'all was talking about AJ, stuff hit the fan. Y'all didn't say nothing.
Dude.
Y'all didn't say nothing when y'all was talking about AJ.
Jack like, yeah, I ain't getting to this one yet.
Yeah, he can call now. I don't care.
I'll tell you this, Yoshi. Nobody here is running from AJ Brown. And he has everything that has been said about AJ Brown, at least the hosts on this show, has all been straightforward, fair, and honest. And as long as we are saying what we believe, straightforward, fair, and honest, he can call the radio station every day as long as A, he is respectful, and B, he operates under the Bill of Spike rules. Get to the point quickly. Don't ask us how we're doing. Don't call in speakerphone.
Yeah, because I allowed him to basically take over the...
Yeah. He was people said I was dodging him because I wasn't here that day. He was dodging me.
Yeah, I pretty much allowed him to. I got 10 minutes for y'all. So. Go ahead.
I ain't rolling with this black on black crime. Hey, you did well, though. I got to say it again. You did well.
I appreciate it, brother.
Hey, man, what's that? And AJ, if you listening, they my friends, but I'm over here like Jack. I'm quiet. Hey, man, I feel more encouraged, what's name, because you look at this team like, 12 times this year when we was losing by 12 plus, we lost that game. I mean, we had 13 turnovers, last night in the first half alone. Nick Nurse made his adjustments, put the right people in at the right time. I'm out. I'm not riding with you and Tobias no more. Tobias is not representing us grand brothers in any shape, form, or fashion. He out there looking like he want to be good so bad, but he's so bad trying to be good. He got to stop it. I feel encouraged with the team. We won by 1 point, but they came back. They kept chipping. They stopped turning the ball over. They started hitting them shots, loosen that zone up. And we came back and we got that win. You know, man? You know, Smiley got to do better. Rios, what's my six, baby? Watch my six. But I feel encouraged. We go up here and we play these Knicks. I'm with Spike. Bonk them Knicks.
You're making me nervous every time you do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I went for that. So, Yosh, the...
Well, he had his finger on the dump button. He didn't know what the hell you were going to say,
yeah,
Yoshi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all know I don't cuss. I ain't never said D word, A word, none of that up here.
I want my new job to last more than 2 days. Our morning show side question.
You won't lose it on my count.
Okay, good. So the morning show side question of the day is to give us an awkward situation for an Eagles 2024 draft cap and get registered for an autographed Jalen Hurts jersey. I imagine you've been in quite a few, actually.
Hey, bro, what's saying? Yes, I have. So I'm gonna keep it rated G today. Me and my cousin, sophomore year in high school, we messing with two sisters. You know, back in the day when you trying to get with a girl, it's a plan for like a month. So we decided to hook you. They gonna cut school early, and so we finally show up to their crib. We was at my crib all day. My mom left for work. Around about 5:30, 6 o'clock. We finally leave out, go to the girl's house, all fresh, ready to go over there, have a good time. You know, hopefully things fall where they need to fall at. And when we walk around the corner, my mama's sitting in front of the girl's house. She knew the little girl I was messing with and She got off work early because I had a dentist appointment. And it was very awkward seeing her little cavalier sitting in front of this girl's house. That's my awkward moment for today.
Thank you, Yosh.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I bet Yoshi's got a bunch of off-air stories.
Oh, my God, yes. That he tries to get on here at times.
Yep. So the series starts in New York. Games mm-hmm. 3 and 4 will be here in Philadelphia. And our guy Jack has some info on maybe how you can be in the building. Right.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Because there's no better place to get tickets than the Game Time app. Don't miss any big games, MLB season, NBA season, with the Game Time app. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball that's made it faster and easier to get to the ballpark than ever before. With Game Time's all-in pricing, you can see the total cost of your tickets up front, so there's no surprise fees at checkout. Go on the app to see a panoramic view from your seat so you know exactly what you're buying. Plus, Game Time has incredible last-minute deals. If you want to go down, see the 3-win White Sox over the weekend, the Game Time app has you covered. The prices go down the closer it gets to first pitch. And you can feel secure in your purchase thanks to their lowest price guarantee and Game Time ticket coverage, the most flexible customer service policy in the industry. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code FRITZ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FRITZ for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
I got inside information. Now, I'm not going to be Eagles Insider of the Year, but I may be WIP Insider of the Year.
Ah.
I got inside information that today's top five at five will be controversial.
Ooh.
Yes. Will be
we
controversial.
Like that. We like a controversial top five.
Controversial, maybe involving one of the members of this show.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Frank, wait,
and,
is it?
Frank and Ridley, you're on WIP.
Hi, good afternoon. Spike and Jack. It's the first time calling since you started your new show.
Awesome.
What's up, Frank?
So I was actually going to say, I'm pretty encouraged after last night. Now, I mean, granted, that first half, watching Embiid, it was tough, and they got down 12. But something that's like a truism of like really good teams is like, you know, when your stars aren't showing up, like you need somebody else to show up, and that was Batum last night. And maybe another night it's Hield, and maybe another night it's Oubre. And
another night is Toby.
Another night it could be Toby.
Never Toby.
I don't know what you guys thought.
Frank, you got an awkward situation for that Eagles draft hat?
Yeah, so so I used to work at the Boscov's in Grand Run.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked in the candy department. Well, one night I was closing, and we also, like, sold fudge. So this older woman came up, and she wanted a half pound of vanilla fudge. So I was like, all right. So I cut it, priced it, served it, and fine. Literally the next customer was another older woman, and she asked for the exact same thing. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, I should just say this is like deja vu all over again. That's not what I said, though. I said this is like menage a trois all over again.
Oh, no.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Exactly. Frank.
Luckily, she didn't hear it. But
okay, okay.
The person who worked in the electronics department next to me heard it and just wrote me like to death over it. Just busted my stones all the rest of the night over it.
Menage a trois. Well, yeah. You never know what happens. You give her a little extra fudge, you might be in luck. Frank, thank you for the call, man. Man, I missed the Granite Run Mall. That was my mall. So
where was that at?
So Granite Run Mall is in Delaware County on Route 1, you know, like near media, near between sort of media and Aston.
Okay.
And it was really close to where I grew up, and I spent most of my teen years there. Okay. And I also worked at the Sunoco right next door. I even went to Granite Run Mall right before they knocked it down to do one final walk through Granite Run.
Oh, the mall's not there anymore.
No. They there's like department stores there and like a, you know, guitar center or something. And I know they have condos there, but that I spent so much time. There were two arcades. That was the best thing about Granite Run. They had Aladdin's Castle, which was this dark sort of evil arcade, and then Jolly Time Arcade on the other side.
Jolly Time.
Yeah, Jolly Time. Whoa, boy. Do you have a Jolly Drop? I expected one.
I mean, there's like a, oh, I didn't think you were going to bring up Jolly Drop. But I'm sure there's like a million of them.
I do miss that mall. I had a good time in that mall. I used to, when I worked at the Sunoco, I was a teenager, and underage people used to come and trying to buy cigarettes all the time. I would only sell them to the girls.
Of course.
Guy come in and try to buy cigarettes, absolutely
hey,
not.
Where's your ID at, buddy?
Yep. Steve in Phoenixville. There we go. Do it again. Today's show brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Steve in Phoenixville, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you fellas doing? I ain't been on the radio in so long because you guys so busy, I can barely get through. So, I'm glad to hear
that's
from
all
you guys.
Changing.
I always listen to you. Yeah, but I wanted to talk about the Sixers. I think they'll be fine. They're going to be fine. They're going to go up there, take care of business, because I think the coach we have now is way better than that idiot over there with the Milwaukee Bucks.
I agree with you on
that's
one.
That's for sure, yes.
That dude used to get on my – I couldn't stand him, man. Like I just didn't like his how he used to try to demoralize the fans. Like, we don't look and watch basketball.
Right.
You know, that stuff used to – I couldn't stand that, man. Like, who do we think he is? Like, one-time championship winner.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
12 years ago, too, by the way. Like 12, 14 years ago, he won that title.
Yeah. And should have won more titles. with that team, by the way.
One more, but he was a garbage. He was all right player. He wasn't no blow your doors off player. He was all right.
He's all right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gonna be the worst insult of all time, being saying you're I.
Yeah,
he was I.
You know the thing about Nurse though, and I don't say this to poke at Ike with the Toby thing. This is just a separate Toby thing. Is that he
celebrate him?
No, he did not have Toby on the court at the end of the game.
Yeah,
and this isn't. It's not necessarily me being anti-Tobias, but at a certain point, you got to win. You know. Forgetting everybody's feelings, forgetting, you know, personality management is part of it. And I think it makes it easier for Nurse, given that Tobias' contract is up, you know. But I think they've always strayed away from that. He's always been one of the guys that has to be on the court at the end of the game, along with Embiid, Maxey, in last year's case, Harden.
Yeah.
That Tobias is always on the court at the end of the game, and he wasn't last night, and it worked. And I just thought and I trust him to be able to keep Tobias' head in the rest of the playoffs, even though he got benched there. Tobias was not playing well last night. He had other guys on the team who were playing well, and he had them on the court, and I thought that was a big move for him to do that, actually.
Yeah. Can I give you my awkward moment?
You can.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I was out with an injury, so me and my wife, we went to a restaurant. It was this new Thai place that moved in that Phoenixville. So, you know, we went in. I ordered some rice, blah, blah, blah. So I walked outside. I sat in the car. So when I got back in there, it was a young lady in there. She was Asian, but she was dressed like, somebody of importance. So I asked her, I said, how long do you think it's going to be before I get my meal? Not realizing. She was a customer, too. Oh, my God, I felt so bad. And I must have apologized like 3 times. And she did. She looked like a boss, the way she was dressed. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just assumed because she was Asian that I said, I'll never do that again.
No,
because it wasn't that I was just choosing her because, no, she... If she was like a Asian in there with a pair of Nikes on, Air Force One, I never would have asked her how long, you know, my food was. But when I went in there, she was dressed like somebody that was in charge of something. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I asked her, along with her being Asian, too.
Thank you for the call, Steve. Yeah.
Good clarification.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know what it is. I could go to Best Buy, get mistaken for somebody who works there.
Yeah.
Everywhere but a high-end store. I never get mistaken for somebody who works at a high-end store, but I get mistaken for somebody who
People
works
People always ask me for directions. Like, I look like a direction guy, which is a mistake, obviously.
Yeah. You don't know where anything is.
No, listen, the second GPSs were, like, I don't know how you guys ever got around before GPSs.
Do you notice a lot of the men's awkward moments surround women?
Yes. Something dumb they said to women. Meanwhile, that thing I said about pregnancy, that would probably create an awkward situation walking around the office.
How about that?
I put my head down. I was just having fun.
Yeah.
Just having fun.
You forgot the radio was on throughout the whole entire fourth floor.
You know, on also in all of Philadelphia. So
welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. So coming up next, as I said, a controversial top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz that may or may not involve a member of the show. Also, we will finish up on your calls regarding the Sixers, 215-592-9494, on the new afternoon show on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.